Good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How are you this morning, mate?
Very good, mate. Very good. We've made the trip south and come down the M6 from the West Midlands and are now sitting very comfortably in Stratford-upon-Avon.
At where?
Stratford-upon-Avon, the home of the birthplace of William Shakespeare, and the boys have had a cultural experience today wandering around the town.
Fantastic.
So the weather's cool and wet, mild showers all day, but I think they're starting to settle into the English way of life. It doesn't seem to bother them as much as it did a week ago.
They can understand people over there, that's why.
Yeah, that too, yeah. They've adopted, they're a lot happier with the food and the fact that they can hold a conversation a little bit more easier. But, yeah, it's all going good. Tomorrow we move off to Cardiff and their first training run for a couple of days since the last win over England. So very intense 4 days coming back. We're back on footy mode. And to that end, mate, I'll hand you over to the assistant coach, Mr. Kyle Matthews, and I'm sure you've got some questions for him.
We've got a few, mate. Don't you worry. Thanks, Kyle. Dave?
Steve, how are you?
Good, Kyle. How are you going, mate?
Things are great, yeah, really good.
There you go. We can see. I can see you now.
Can you? Oh, there you go.
I don't think the video is actually the video doesn't actually record for the people at home though.
My guys, no worries at all.
I'm just a caveman with a camera, mate.
Oh yeah, no problems at all.
How are you enjoying this particular tour?
This tour's been really good. It's a it's good to see the players sort of moulding into a footy side.
Yep.
When we left Sydney, we had some players that had some ability, and then we didn't have a great opportunity of training before we left, and being on tour, sort of watching them develop into a footy side, I think we've got a really good side now, and they're starting to come, you know, we're coming together. It's good.
Well, that's the idea of it, to develop the boys into footy players, isn't it? The program.
Yeah, that's what we're away for. Yeah, we're away for that. The build up to England was really good. You know, we sort of played France a couple of games and we sort of, you know, just treading out who our combinations were. We sort of set our goals on England and to see the boys come off after a great win there, they were pretty happy boys then, so we're sort of still in holiday mode now, and then tomorrow we're going to go back into game mode and build ourselves up for the game against Cardiff. And it's an unknown territory, this one, because we've been over here, this is my sixth tour, and we've never played Cardiff before. We don't know what we're going to be faced on Thursday night, you know.
Yep.
That's a sort of, you know, that we don't know what we're going to be, you know, whether they're going to be big rugby union players or, you know, rugby league players that we haven't seen. The Bala or the British Lions said that they're a very, very good side. So, you know, it's we're going to be sort of, you know, preparing for a very tough challenge on Thursday night.
Yep, they flogged that French team by about 20 points 2 weeks ago.
Did they? Well, yeah. I didn't know that. I know Bala turned around and said they're a fair outfit, and you know, they won the European Championships, and you know, we're going to have a game on our hand on Thursday night. So this is going to be an opening of a Pandora's box where rugby league in Europe, France, especially France, has developed, you know, twofold. So like I can remember travelling over here 7 years ago with the AOS side, and we beat them by 50 points in every game. You know, that's not the case now. We've been doing a lot of...
Nicely, aren't they?
Well, they're coming along because we come here every year and they watch what we do. They analyse our tapes and the way we play the game, and their coaches go out for the next 12 months and put it together. And the two games we had in France were very competitive, very good games, and they've come right up to our levels. And we found Bala now that British Amateur Rugby League, they're starting to put coaches in there. They've got NRL experience and that sort of stuff, so... The level of that's going to get higher. So for the game of rugby league, it's great to see the junior developments happening in Europe.
Absolutely, it is. Yes,
with regard. And now I rang Belfast because Peter Sharp was over in Belfast, who's the assistant coach of Parramatta. So I was talking to Belfast during the week, and they said they've got now rugby league's competition going over there, and they're getting really, really behind it. So. They asked us if we were interested in going over there, you know, and, you know, if Ireland gets really strong in rugby league and this game against Wales is strong in rugby league, I know Scotland, they're doing a lot of work in Scotland. So, you know, all of a sudden we've got three competitive sides plus France, you know. We're going to have some rugby league over here.
Good. That's what we need. We need development of junior league everywhere.
Yeah, it's good. And to see, you know, Fiji going good in the Cook Islands. And, you know, you've seen the Cook Islands get up in New Guinea with David Fairley coaching them.
Yep.
And that's good, you know.
Yep. And regarding to the Community Lions game, Cole, what was the big turnaround in the second half?
I think that we dropped a lot of ball early. We didn't complete our sets of six. We had the opportunities to sort of put a lot of pressure on the British Lions, and they threw a lot of questions at us, you know, in attack-wise, so they're a big side. We didn't complete very good in the first half, and we got into an arm wrestle. And when you get an arm wrestle with the English people, they'll go to a different level. They sort of lift for the occasion. We needed a couple of sets of six that we could put away, so that didn't happen. So we went into half-time with only maybe 6-point break on them.
Yep.
The second half, our concentration was to put, you know, two or three sets together and then put some pressure on them, which we did that. We completed that in the second half and then got out to a, you know, 12-point lead. And then once the pressure came on the British Lions, then we ran away with it with a bit of skill level then. You know, they could hold their shape and they got a bit more confident than getting in the push and shove and getting involved in the niggle that international football creates.
Yep.
You know, the international football is about niggling. The French are the experts at it. They'll push and shove, and you know, they'll niggle you, and the referee will niggle you. And our boys are not used to that. These are country kids that, you know, just play bush football, and then they've got to lift to an international level, and they find it a little bit hard to do that. But after three games, we settled into a rhythm and put some sets of six together, and their skill levels then rose to the top, and we outplayed them. The speed of the game. I was talking to Big Woodsy after the game, and he just said the speed of the game. Our blokes couldn't hold that.
Yep, that's the English coach, Woodsy.
Yeah, Woodsy's the English Barla coach, the British Lions coach, and he just said while we were equal levelling, you know, once you just put the pedal down, that you know, you just played a lot faster than they could play.
That's because our standard's a bit higher, isn't it?
Yeah, our standard's higher, and you know, we sort of got that hard standard week by week by week by week, you know. Where the British people, they sort of live for one game a year, and their average weekly games are not as high as what we play.
Yep. What are some of the AIS achievements that you're achieving on this tour, Cole?
AIS achievements, to me, is about all development. Our job is to develop up-and-coming NRL players. We develop country-based kids that haven't had the opportunity to go to Sydney and have the facilities of gyms, and, you know, like our blokes, you know, they go to the gym maybe twice a week or something and think they do 45 minutes in the gym, that's enough.
Throw a couple the of Sydney around the paddock.
Yeah, well, that's a bag of wheat or something like that. where the Sydney boys are in the gym four or five times a week, so our kids are behind the eight ball there, but, you know, getting around the country areas, developing the country kids, and then saying, okay, these kids have got the skill level. If we can put, and I've got maybe three or four people in here, that I've turned around and said, we need to put 10 kilos on you, you know?
Yep.
But once you put 10 kilos on, you're going to turn into a different footballer. They've got the heart, they've got the passion, they've got the physique, they've got the athleticism to go on, but they just haven't got the physical muscle.
Yep.
So they need to develop. And being on tour here gives them an opportunity to realise, you know, train every day, you know? We're training every day. We're living out of each other's pockets and that sort of stuff. So it becomes a team atmosphere.
Yep.
They realise what it takes to become a professional footballer, and that's a really good plus for the AIS program.
Absolutely. It's also a unique opportunity for the boys too.
Well, unique. You know, there's no mummy to wipe their bums and, you know, that sort of stuff. You know, excuse the French, but, you know, they've got to make their own beds. They've got to come down there, you know. We don't wake them up. They've got to come down for breakfast at 7:30. You know, there's no sleeping in until 10 on a Sunday morning. There is no Sundays. There's no Saturdays. It's all, every day's a job day, you know. So, as I said to the boys tonight, I had a meeting with them tonight. I said, you know, what's today? And they went, oh, another day. And I said, no, today's holiday mode because we've just come off a test. Tomorrow's game is preparing for another test, you know. So today, tomorrow's football day, today's holiday mode, you know. So we've got to be able to switch between two ways of life. One where you're having a good time, and the other time is when you prepare for a game. And that starts tomorrow morning.
And that's when you get to Wales, you're going to start flogging them again.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to Wales by 1 o'clock, have a training session at 3 o'clock, and then get them off holiday mode into game mode. And if I can really set them up for... You there?
Yeah, mate, yep.
Yeah, just if I can set them up for Thursday night and come away with a win, I'll be a very happy coach.
Fantastic stuff. Fantastic. And how far, actually, are you away from Wales at the moment? Like, England's not very big.
We're 2 hours away. We're west of Wales. We're at a place called Stratford-upon-Avon, which is the birthplace of Shakespeare. We always come down here for... And one thing, good thing about the AS program is educational side of it. We take the boys to the battlefields in France. We take them to Oxford. We take them... Stratford-upon-Avon is where Shakespeare comes from. So we're trying to do... They've got to write journals every day. Yep. Although they're away from home, they're still doing an educational thing with them. They've got to do journals, half a page journals to a page journals every day of where we go and what we learn.
Great.
So I took them personally to stand outside where Shakespeare was born, took their photos, and half of them didn't even know about Shakespeare. So when they leave this tour, they'll have a little bit of a background of history, you know?
Yep. So when Shakespeare pops up in all the movies, they'll know who they're on about.
They'll turn around and say, oh, I was there. I know exactly where it is.
Good day. Good day,
Colin. They'll become a Trivial Pursuit specialist when they get home.
The NRL Trivial Pursuit competition.
That'll do. I'll back a few because we have some good kids coming through. You know, we were just talking about a tour that we had. Israel Falou, Dave Taylor, Joel Moon, Mitch Orbison from the Eastern Suburbs, you know. These boys have all been on... Well, they've all been on... Yeah, that's the 06 tour, and they all come on the same tour, so... You know, last year's Andrew McCulloch from up at the Broncos and Dale Copley, you know, Jordan Rankin, you know, just to name a few of them. You know, and it's very proud to see the players, like the grand final had three from the Storm, you know, like all toured on this AIS program. So it's a very, very good program.
Absolutely it is.
Yep.
And have you got anything else you want to tell us, Cole? Because I haven't got any more questions, mate.
Oh, no, I'm just very proud of the boys, the way their attitude's off the field. It's a very hard... tour for them to do because understand this is a very young, well, it's a very young side we got this year. Usually we have, you know, maybe, you know, 6 18-year-old kids, but this year we've got maybe two 18-year-olds. Yeah. So they're mainly based 17-year-old kids and, you know, they've got a bit of play in them and when they're on tour, it's a very disciplined tour. There's no alcohol and there's no, we know, we try and give them a good time, but, you know, they've got to abide by curfews and, you know, And I'm very, very proud of the boys, the way they've adapted themselves. They're having a very, very good time, and they've got some footy in them.
Fantastic. And have you got a prediction for the Wales game?
Not really at this stage. It's going to be new to us. The Wales, you know, as I said before, we don't know what Wales is all about, but the way the boys are playing and they've come together, the way they've trained, and if they do what we ask them to do, I'll predict we'll beat Wales by, you know, 20, I hope.
That's a big call. There's a big call. Well, I reckon the way to play them is you've got to be fast.
40-20, yeah. Speed of the game will mostly get them there, and we'll be concentrating on that.
Yep. Well, that's good news. We're looking forward to that. When's that on Thursday night?
Thursday night in Cardiff, so I'm looking forward to it myself.
So that's Friday morning for us.
Yeah, Friday morning, yep.
In Australia. Well, you missed a dust storm yesterday, mate. It was all dusty in Sydney.
Truly, it come through again. The worst, like I'm based in Mudgee, and, you know, we had the dust storm last time, and nearly... You know, covered us all in half an inch of dust. So, but anyway, we're just concentrating on the cold and the wet weather over here. They've been in torrential rain, and we drove down from Manchester today. It didn't have too much rain down, but it's very, very wet and cold over here.
Fantastic. Well, thanks very much for your time, mate.
Yeah, no problems at all.
It's been really good. I'm glad everybody's enjoying themselves.
Yep, it's good.
And the coaches playing a bit of...
Oh, the coach enjoying themselves too. They're just playing a bit of euchre and kicking back, and we sort of let the boys have their heads and they can go and play their games, and the coaches sort of sit around and talk about tomorrow. As I said, we've got to go into game mode tomorrow. We're trying to pick a finaliser side for Thursday night, which is a tough job.
Yep.
We've had three good games, and you know, we want to give everyone a fair go on tour and to come up with the right combinations to finish the tour off on a successful note.
Yep.
That's what we'll be doing.
Are you looking forward to coming home, mate?
I'm looking forward to coming home. Yeah, Christmas time's good. We're back in camp in January, so looking forward to coming home, see my family. And, you know, a 24-day tour is always tough, but it's very rewarding too, and I enjoy every minute of it.
Yep, that's true. Well, thanks, mate. Thanks very much for your time. Right. We'll catch up.
You. It was a good, Okay, yeah. Thanks for that.
Can I catch up to you? Who I'll catch up to next?
Davey's just coming back on board now.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, mate.